CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. The Public Health Agency of Canada says the norovirus is spreading faster than expected, especially in Ontario. The virus is highly contagious, causing stomach flu-like symptoms. A spokesperson told CTV News that cases have been higher this year compared to the past five-year historical average. Emergency services in Perth County are encouraging the public to download the What Three Words app to be prepared in case of a crisis. The location technology is for 911 operators to help them find exactly where you are in an emergency. Using a combination of three words, you can share the exact spot on the globe where you are. Bill Hunter, Perth County Fire Coordinator, says while the app has an obvious use in emergencies, it could also be practical in everyday life.
Obviously, our big concern is emergency services, but let's say your kids were at a music festival and they called, they wanted to be picked up. So rather than, yeah, I'll be standing on the side of the road outside the music festival waiting for you, they send you the three words and you put it into your app and it'll take you right to that location.
The app says it doesn't store or track users' location data. The June Robinson Memorial Hike for Huron Hospice is returning this year with a new location. Manager of Fund Development Chris Walker says this year it will take place at Rotary Cove at the Goderich Beach.
You can't beat the sound of the waves and looking at the water while you're walking. It makes everybody feel much more peaceful.
It takes place May 26th at 10 a.m. with all funds supporting Huron Hospice. Discovery Healthcare summer camps are set to take place in Goderich and Stratford this summer to inspire the next generation of healthcare professionals. The camps are designed to provide high school students with hands-on experience in fields like medicine, nursing, dentistry, or paramedicine. Dr. Victor Ng of Western University says the camps offer interactive workshops, expert lectures, and mentorship provided by medical students.
And also be able to experience different facets of healthcare that they may or may not be aware of during their everyday lives. So I think it's really just built on experiences and ultimately allows them to choose a career that they find interesting, that is hopefully within the healthcare profession. But I think also the importance is making sure that they understand that whatever profession that they choose, there can be a role for them within their community.
Sessions will take place from July 8th to July 12th in Goderich and from July 15th to 19th in Stratford. The union representing catering workers at Toronto Pearson Airport says it's reached a tentative agreement. Members are expected to vote today. The bargaining committee is recommending members vote to accept it. For more on these and other stories, head to cknxnewstoday.ca.
The schedule for the Battle of Perth County is expected to be released sometime this afternoon. Listowel Cyclones will open up at home, likely on Friday night, against the St. Mary's Lincolns in what is promising to be a very exciting series. Hear games live on AM920 CKNX and at cknx.ca. A night off for the Hanover Barons, who are tied 1-1 in their Schmaltz Cup semifinal against the Clarington Eagles. Game 3 of this series live for the P&H Centre tomorrow night on CKNX. The fastball season is getting underway in Midwestern Ontario. Huron County Fastball has confirmed its regular season schedule. Most teams will also participate in the Toronto Batman Tournament over the May long weekend in Mitchell. The Huron County Fastball year-end tournament is also in Mitchell this year and runs from September 13th to the 15th. The Dallas Cowboys have announced they're signing free agent running back Ezekiel Elliott to a one-year contract, and the upcoming bout between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul will be classified as a sanctioned professional fight by the state of Texas. Tyson has not won a professional boxing match since 2003. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Cloudy with showers and possible thunderstorms today with gusty south winds up to 50 kilometers an hour. Overnight showers, possibly an evening thunderstorm, low near 12. For tomorrow, cloudy with the chance of morning showers and a high of 18. Clear tomorrow night, low 10. Sunshine for Wednesday with a high of 20 degrees. Sunny again Thursday, high near 19.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.